Hello and welcome to Athens for the post-game press conference following the second semi-final at the Basketball Champions League Final Four powered by Sanol. At this first part of the press conference, we have with us Yakub Basima, the Unicaja center, and of course Unicaja head coach Ibon Navarro. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming and congratulations for the big win. Yakub, we'll start with you. Can you walk us a little bit through what happened towards the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter when you guys managed to turn around the game and win it down the stretch?
I mean, I feel like in the end of the third quarter, in the beginning of the fourth, they made a great push. We had a lot of turnovers, and also, you know, I think they got their energy up, you know, and confidence. Along with their fans, I think they made a great run, but I think we responded pretty well. I think we've been in this type of situations before, so that helped us to stay poised, concentrated in the game, and I think we made a great job at the end of the fourth quarter, you know, executing well on offense. We didn't have a great shooting night, but I think we were pretty solid. Had a lot of second chances in the last quarter, and I think that's what got us the victory.
Thank you very much. Coach, everyone in Athens is talking about the great game today, which your team managed to show character and you managed to come on the winning end. What are your thoughts on the game, and what were your thoughts mainly while the game was there, when your team went down by 6-7 points in the third quarter?
Good evening, first of all. I think Janko explained it quite well. We got a terrible night shooting from outside, and despite of this low percentage, 3-for-3, having good shots, we were able to find the energy enough to go provocate 9 turnovers in the last quarter to Ike. This is one of the main reasons, plus the 18 offensive rebounds that we had in the whole game. Of course, we took some risk on our defense to control Hunter Hill, to control Hub, to control their backcourt, and we knew that could open the way for Gordon to score some points, but I think that it's not the one of 10 shots that they scored, it's the 10 shots they attempted. I think that this is that talks great about our defense, and the problem in the third quarter, in the end of the third quarter, was our offense. I think that, as I Jankuba said, they have that push due to the energy from the stands, probably. They play super aggressive, super creative defense with two very bad shots, and that opened the opportunity for them to run open court, and there is when they scored these 24 points in the, 16 points in the last 4 minutes that gave them that advantage. But I think that, as Jankuba said, we have been in these situations many times, and when you know how to suffer those days that you are not accurate on offense, you get more chances to win games like this one.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open the floor to questions. First for Yakuba, please. Only for Yakuba. The gentleman here on the left. Yes.
Hello, Yakuba. Cesare Milanti from the BCI website. Congrats on the victory and on reaching the final once again. So Hunter Hill a few days ago said that when he comes back from games played at home in front of these fans, he sits on his couch and says, "That was crazy." Do you feel the same? Was it one of the best atmospheres you ever witnessed as a player? Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I think it was a great environment, especially with what was on the table. I think it's Final Four for them is very important, so I think the fans they showed up. You could definitely feel the environment, and yeah, it's one of the best environments I played for sure.
Any more questions for Yakuba in English first, and then in Spanish? Someone here? No, for Yakuba first, and then we'll move to the coach. Any questions for Yakuba? Yeah, the back.
Hey, Yakuba. Congrats on the win. You're known as a good shot blocker, so I need your opinion on Cam Taylor's block that probably turned the game around.
Yeah, I think that was a game changer, really, because they went on a they were up 7, I think, at the point. We had a N1, and we got pretty close. I feel like if they would have scored those 2 points, maybe the energy would have shifted their way. But I think that block motivated us. It was in a very important moment of the game. So you know, we've seen Cam make these plays before. So see, he really got my back in that play.
Okay, I think there are no more questions for Yakumba, so thank you very much for coming. Congratulations. You're free to hit the sours.
Sorry? Is this possible for the Spanish media? Ask you, Sima, in Spanish?
Yes, sir. Yes, of course. I didn't know you wanted to. It's impossible for me to know.
He didn't say anything.
It's impossible for me to know if you don't say it.
No, I went to the English and now with the Spanish. Is it possible?
Yes, sir. Of course. Thank you can ask your question. You're talking right now.
Yakumba, primero enhorabuena. Otra final para Unicaja. No sé que si os ha dado tiempo ya a las primeras sensaciones de estar el domingo en otra final, un cuarto título en una temporada.
Pues, bueno, todavía no nos ha dado tiempo a incluso a pensar en la final, porque bueno, ha sido un partido muy complicado y ahora estamos contentos de poderlo haber sacado, pero bueno, ahora a intentar descansar lo mejor posible porque nos espera un partido muy exigente en la final contra un gran equipo y bueno, como tú dices, una final más, estamos en donde queríamos estar y ahora hay que intentar ejecutar.
So the question was about the fact that Unicaja are going to play one more final and Yakuba said that we haven't even had time to think about the fact that we're going to play the final because we just came off a very complicated game, so we're going to try to get some rest and get ready for a very complex final that is waiting in 2 days. The gentleman there in the blue shirt.
Yakuba, enhorabuena por la victoria. No sé qué sensación habéis tenido durante el partido con ese ambiente que te preguntaban los compañeros. Un tercer cuarto donde habéis sufrido muchísimo y un último cuarto donde a través de la defensa habéis sido capaces de remontar y llevaros el partido, ¿no?
Sí, bueno, como tú has dicho, ha sido un partido de muchos altos y bajos. Yo creo que, como mencionaba antes, ha sido un partido de bajos porcentajes anotadores, pero también hemos estado muy bien en defensa y muy sólidos. Y bueno, el final del tercer cuarto y el principio del último, yo creo que ha sido un ejercicio mental de mantenernos concentrados y aprovechar el momento cuando se presentara. Entonces yo creo que hemos hecho un gran trabajo y bueno, ahora a pensar en la final.
It was a game of lots of ups and downs, very low shooting percentages, but at the end, the important thing was that we were mentally tough and mentally prepared at the end of the third and the start of the fourth, and we managed to take the game. Yakuba, thank you very much. Congratulations. You're free to hit the sours now.
Thank you.
Questions for the coach, please.
Yes, the blue
shirt.
First of all, coach, congratulations for the win. The way you reacted, you know, the last 5 minutes, you know, even though, as Yakuba and you said, you played not an ordinary game for your team. Means that it's true that you were the best team, you know, when you go to the final. But if you were thinking that until the middle of the fourth quarter, the situation was bad for you because you were outplayed, you were scored 62 points, you know, and you scored 95 in each game, 35% of a percentage. If you could think the day before this scenario, you would expect that your team would react like this in the last 5 minutes?
You know, this group has been together about 3 years and we know each other and we know how the group reacts in such difficult situations. As you said, we had terrible night, shooting from outside, a lot of problems, shooting for two, so for three. But I think that the best example of what this team, this game has been is what happened in the last 3 minutes with Tyson Carter. That everybody expects that Tyson Carter is coming in the last 3 minutes to win the game. and he got four steals in that, those 3 minutes. I mean, the team understood that we were not going to win this game making shots. Absolutely. The only way is, the only way was to keep on working like we did in the first 25 minutes on defense, limiting the good shots of their backcourt, and try to run. I missed some open court situations in our offense, but we make some mistakes. We took bad decisions, but no matter. If the team trusts on our defensive game plan, if you told me that I'm going to score 65 points, I would say that we got 90% of the possibilities to win. We have been close to lose, but it's not easy. And I think that we did very good job on defense tonight, except those minutes in the third quarter, but it was not because of our defense, it was because of our offense. And that's why I could run.
Thank you, Coach. The gentleman here, the green shirt.
Coach, congrats on the victory. I will follow up on what I asked to Jankuba. A few weeks ago, Melvin Panzer from Bilbao Basket said that Coach Ponsarnau prepared them for the game against PAOK in the FIBA Europe Cup in Thessaloniki by putting PAOK chants on the speakers while practicing. Was it necessary for you as well? And jokes aside, tell me about this atmosphere. Thank you.
We couldn't do it because, you know, we are playing in hard gyms, maybe not like this one. But yesterday we watched the first 12 minutes of their game against Nanterre with the volume at the top, because we had to know what we're going to find here tonight. And it has been even huge. I want to congratulate AEK for the organization and for the great season, Coach Sakota. And especially the fans, this atmosphere is not easy to find in Europe, I would say, in any competition in Europe. Because it has been super supporting for their team, but they have been respectful with us and with our fans.
Thank you. The gentleman here on the right.
Hi, Coach, and congratulations for another final. Just because you mentioned it, and I would like to elaborate a little bit more on this. You said you had your defensive plan was to leave out from AEK's attack Hunter Carroll and Prentice Hub. You had a really aggressive heads out when they took the ball and just let others score. Was that right?
More or less. Not so easy, not a highway to the basket.
High level.
Sometimes we make mistakes, of course. This basketball is a mistakes game, but they are so unpredictable and they got such big talent that if you don't pay attention to them 40 minutes long, they can kill you. We saw recently in Piraeus in the last 3 minutes when Olympiacos had the game under control, and they changed it. So that's why it's very important for us, and it's you get to talk about the concentration and the mentality we got 40 minutes, because they are. In the moment we make one mistake, they were going to take it. So that talks great about all the team to know exactly what we had to do, and don't get frustrated because we opened the scoring way to other players, but we had to control, especially Hunter Hailing Hub.
Thank you. Let's let me share at the front.
Congratulations, Coach, about the amazing win, and I would like to ask you two things. taking the opportunity from Thanos' question, I would like to ask you. You had a defensive plan, and your main goals or your goals was to limit the action of the ball handlers of AEK and the great shooters, good shooters AEK has. But this wasn't working, not in terms of the effectiveness that your plan had, but in terms of the score. But you were sometime you were seven points down. Was it a moment that you thought of changing the plan because something is not going so well? And is it a part of the experience that your group has and you have that sticking in the plan? at the end of the day it will work out no matter what?
I think that the problems we had when the, we got this disadvantage of 7 points, as I said, it was because of our offense and also because of the good defense of I. But there is a one moment in the last quarter when we proposed the team to switch with Gordon, and they said, no, let's go. Let's keep it because we are doing good. We know that if we switch and we give mismatches to Hub and Hale, they are able to score, and they are able to get fouls in the shot attempt. So it was also the decision of the team to keep going with the plan. When we proposed to do something different, they said, no, let's keep it. They also have to take those decisions. This is something that we do in our team. This is not like a dictator, they say. This is their plan. What if we do something different? And they say, we trust on what we are doing, we keep going.
Just one question. Was it this discussion was with your assistants or with your players?
No, with the players in a timeout.
Okay.
The gentleman at the back in the blue shirt first.
Buenas, Ivonne. Rafa Alcaraz en directo para Radio Marca Málaga. Enhorabuena por una nueva final. Yo iba a preguntarte sobre que este equipo tiene muchísima experiencia, pero ¿crees que por la situación puede ser la victoria más meritoria desde que estás tú en Unicaja?
Bueno, no sé, ha habido muchas, ¿no? Pero sí que el ambiente, la atmósfera, el rival que ha hecho un gran partido, el desacierto que hemos podido tener también por la tensión, bueno, era muy difícil. Era muy difícil ganar hoy y lo hemos tenido muy complicado en el tercer cuarto. Pero insisto, creo que el equipo se ha agarrado, el equipo sabe lo que es sufrir, porque sobre todo este año estamos sufriendo muchos partidos, sobre todo fuera de casa. Y quiero pensar que ese sufrimiento fuera de casa es lo que nos ha ayudado hoy, seguramente en la cancha más difícil que hemos jugado, a sacar un partido tan complicado.
Ivonne, ¿qué tal? Enhorabuena. Emilio Guerrero para COPE Málaga. Preguntarte, siempre hablamos de las sensaciones, ¿no? Del equipo. Hoy ha sido un partido con mucho altibajo, como le preguntaba a Yankuba Sima, donde los porcentajes de vuestro equipo no han sido lo mejor, pero que en el último cuarto la defensa ha sido, no sé si me permite este adjetivo, de piedra granítica. No habéis dejado ningún hueco a la ECA de Atenas, y también preguntarte por las sensaciones precisamente que llegáis a esa final con un equipo que conocéis y que os habéis enfrentado como Galatasaray. Gracias.
Bueno, 9 pérdidas provocadas en el último cuarto, más creo que han sido 7 rebotes de ataque. Si no ganábamos por lo civil, había que ganar por lo criminal, ¿no? Yo creo que es lo que el equipo ha entendido, y sabiendo que, bueno, que no era nuestro día, que hemos fallado tiros que para nosotros son relativamente sencillos, había que asumirlo, que no nos restase energía atrás, no frustrarnos y seguir con la idea del partido. Y bueno, como dices, conocemos bien a Galatasaray. Creo que, no me equivoco si digo, y lo sabéis porque lo he dicho muchas veces, que es el mejor equipo y el más físico con el que nos hemos encontrado en la BCL, y dije que era muy difícil el grupo de Round 16 en el que estábamos, y lo dije por esto, porque era un equipo que podía llegar a la final porque estaba jugando muy bien y tiene un potencial tremendo, ¿no? Están muy bien entrenados, así que creo que el partido es extremadamente difícil para nosotros.
One last question, because we have to let the coach get some rest.
Ivonne, enhorabuena. En un partido en el que creo que habéis sabido mantener en parte la calma en un ambiente, no voy a decir a lo mejor hostil, pero sí duro, y sobre todo superar un tercer cuarto en donde se ha puesto la cosa mal. Y sobre todo, creo que el rebote ofensivo ha sido clave también en la victoria de hoy, ¿no?
18 rebotes de ataque, y como digo, provocar a Ek 19 pérdidas 9 días en el último cuarto. Los porcentajes son los que son, malísimos, pero insisto que el partido se ha ganado, como os he dicho, atrás, y con energía, acciones de energía. Creo, insisto, entra Tyson Carter, todo el mundo piensa que es para ganar el partido metiendo alguna canasta, y lo que consigue son 4 recuperaciones consecutivas, ¿no? Esto es lo que hemos entendido todos que tenemos que hacer hoy.
Thank you very much, coach. So this concludes the first part. We'll be back very shortly with Ike Betson.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Athens for the second part of the post-game press conference. For the second part, we have with us AEK Beton player Grant Golden and head coach Dragan Sakuta. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. We'll start with Grant. Short statement from you, Grant. Your thoughts on the game, if you wish, and then maybe if you can take a couple of questions, and we'll let you go.
Yeah, you know, obviously they're a really good team. We were going to have to play a perfect game to beat them tonight. I think for the majority of the game, we pretty much executed what we wanted. I think we played pretty well, and then just too many turnovers there at the end. A couple wide open shots that didn't go our way. But like I said, you know, you got to play a perfect game to beat them. They are who they are because of the experience that they have in this competition. And it was a hard-fought game. We didn't give up. We didn't quit. And we fought to the end like we have all season.
Thank you. If there are any questions for Grant, we'll take them now, please, before we move to the coach so we can release him. No questions? Okay. You're free to go. Thank you very much. Coach, if you could please offer us your thoughts on the game. Everyone is talking about an amazing game, an amazing atmosphere, but at the end, it cannot be for your team.
Yeah, I agree. It was a fantastic atmosphere, of course. And probably fans give us this energy not to lose the game, like supposed to be comparing out the two teams. But anyway, we knew that we have a difficult task, and you have to match up a lot of things that you are missing, and you can see them all in mathematical. You know, we don't need impressions. They have 19 offense rebounds. We had 19 turnovers, and they have exactly the same numbers, 19 more offenses, and we lost just 6 points. So, a team who is scoring 94 points. Averaging 94 points in offense, finished with 71. Some things, if you tell me before the game, I would say difficult. Now, how game goes, it looks that we had some advantage, but you know, something also goes like mathematics again. 12 players changing every 3-4 minutes. In the end, we were looking like a car without oil. We had 20 kilometers, but we had only for 10. So I said to guys, you know, that I'm not disappointed. You know, just it's not easy to be happy losing the game, of course. But you know, there were some good things in the game, and these turnovers that usually we talk, we never made that much, but. They are really aggressive team, and they have a lot of good players that can really hedge and destroy your game. So it was not easy to play. Somehow we find solution second half, but it was not enough.
Thank you, coach. First question to the gentleman there, and then right next to him.
Good evening, coach. So this was the second time that you were facing Ibon Navarro in a Final Four after 2018 when you played with AEK against Wigan Murcia. Of course, we're talking about different players, different teams, different seasons. But I was wondering if you had a comment on the way Ibon potentially has progressed as a head coach over the course of these seasons, seeing him coach, as you said, as you mentioned, one of the best teams in Europe at this campaign. Which things would you focus on?
Talking about Ibo?
Yes.
He won 5 trophies from last season. A season and a half, how much? It's telling everything. You know something, he was good coach, even in Murcia. He was good. He was also good coach in Andorra when he left. I know we follow him, we are in contact, but the real opportunity you can get in a bigger club for a bigger score. So he got the chance, he made a great job. So congratulations for this team. First of all, how they are looking, how they are playing. Everything is high standard. yeah, competitive with Real Madrid and Barcelona. Yeah. So what we talk. We face the team that we don't have this experience. ACB is tough. Today, yesterday, Coruña beat Barcelona. Last team, they are going in second division. So they play this league. They have this experience. We don't have. One time we play against Olympiacos, one time Panathinaikos, and that's all.
Thank you. The gentleman here with the blue shirt.
I can ask in Greek, right?
Yes, you can. Okay.
Coach, καλησπέρα. Το τρίτο δεκάλεπτο είναι ένα πάρα πολύ καλό διάστημα της ΑΕΚ. Σε πολλές στιγμές κάνει τη Μάλαγα να μοιάζει να τα έχει χαμένα και είναι πολύ σημαντικό για μια ομάδα με την ποιότητα της Μάλαγα να το καταφέρνει σε αυτό. Το συν 5 στο τέλος της τρίτης περίοδου που ενδεχομένως θα μπορούσε να είναι μια μεγαλύτερη διαφορά έχοντας προηγηθεί με 7 είναι ένα σημαντικό σημείο.
Είναι εντάξει, είχα μια διαφορά που χάθηκε εύκολα. Αυτό είναι το πρόβλημα. Εύκολα σε 2 ή 3 επιθετικά rebound. I have to talk about it.
In Greek.
Οπότε, εντάξει, αυτό βοήθησε να συνέλθει η Μάλαγα πιο εύκολα. Αλλά όμως, οι δικές μας αλλαγές δεν είναι ίδιες. Θα μπορούσα εγώ να βάλω το Πέρι στο τέλος και κανένα ψηλό από εκεί να βοηθήσει να ξεκουραστεί ο άλλος. Θα ήταν διαφορετικό, αλλά έχουμε ό,τι έχουμε.
Yes.
Καλησπέρα, coach, και συγχαρητήρια για μια πολύ πετυχημένη ευρωπαϊκή σεζόν της ΑΕΚ φέτος. Θέλω να σταθώ σε κάτι που συζητούσαμε από το καλοκαίρι, που έλεγες ότι θες να φτιάξεις μια ομάδα με παίχτες νεαρούς που θα είναι πεινασμένοι και θα εξελιχθούν μέσα από την ομάδα κατά τη διάρκεια της χρονιάς. Αυτό σίγουρα το είδαμε. Και οι παίχτες εξελίχθηκαν και η ομάδα και ήταν όλοι πεινασμένοι. Σήμερα ίσως έλειψε η εμπειρία αυτό που έχει Μάλαγα παραπάνω από τους συνεχόμενους τελικούς και πιο έμπειρους παίχτες έτσι στο τέταρτο δεκάλεπτο για να κάνουν λίγο καλύτερο execute την επίθεση.
Το βλέπεις και σωστά τα λες. Ούτε ένας παίκτης δεν έπαιξε. Φρανκφορτ. Δεν ξέρω αν το είδανε καν. Στην τηλεόραση. Δεν παίξαν. Δεν έχουμε τέτοια εμπειρία. Οπότε το εισιτήριο πληρώνεις. Εγώ είδα, ας πούμε, έναν παίκτη πριν λίγα χρόνια στην Άντβερπεν το Πέρι, τον Paris Lee, που ανέβαζε την ομάδα στο Final Four. Όταν όμως ήρθε το Final Four, ήταν χειρότερος παίκτης. Γιατί το ειστήριο είναι ακριβό. Μπήκε πρώτη φορά. Μετά εξελίχθηκε και ήταν πολύ καλός παίκτης. Οπότε θέλω να πω ότι αυτή η εμπειρία, εγώ τους εύχομαι να έχουν περισσότερα τέτοια παιχνίδια. Και βελτίωση έρχεται μετά. Είναι μεγάλο κέρδος για ορισμένα παιδιά. Εννοείται δεν είναι εύκολο όταν χάνεις ένα παιχνίδι που πιστεύεις ότι μπορούσες, αλλά πιστεύω ότι λίγο ξεπεράσαμε τα όρια και τα στάνταρ που έχουμε βάλει από την αρχή σεζόν, όπως λες, που δεν ξέραμε πού μπορούμε να φτάσουμε. Είναι μεγάλη επιτυχία και θα ήθελα πάρα πολύ ο κόσμος να έρθει και το άλλο παιχνίδι και να μας βοηθήσει να παλέψουμε ακόμη μια φορά.
Just one last question, please, so we can let the coach get some rest. Yes, with him, on the other side.
Καλησπέρα, coach. Ήθελα να ρωτήσω, παίξατε μια ομάδα που σκοράρει γύρω σε 90-95 πόντους, θα μπορούσε ενδεχομένως να ανταγωνιστεί κάποιες ομάδες της Ευρωλίγκας και ήσασταν ανταγωνιστικοί μέχρι το τέλος. Θεωρείτε αυτά τα λάθη, ιδιαίτερα στο 61-56 και στο τέλος τρίτου δεκαλέπτου, ήταν και λόγω ενθουσιασμού του να τελειώσετε το παιχνίδι, ήταν και πνευματική και σωματική κούραση από την προσπάθεια, ιδιαίτερα στην άμυνα?
Και τα δύο. Εντάξει, κουράστηκαν εννοείται, αλλά όμως είναι και ομάδα τόσο πιεστική και τόσο πιέζουν την μπάλα σωστά και κλείνουν τις πρώτες πάσες. Άρα πρέπει να συνέχεια να πάμε στο second side, που δεν είναι εύκολο. Το προλαβαίνουν, τρέχουν πολύ καλά. Ήταν κάποια στιγμή, δηλαδή αν συνεχίσει με ίδιους παίκτες που είναι πρωταγωνιστές μας, δεν είναι πολλοί, ήταν ανδεχόμενο να γίνει κούραση και να πέσουμε. Όταν κάνεις λάθη σου φαίνεται χαζό, έτσι, αλλά όμως έχουν κάποιες προϋποθέσεις γιατί έγινε το λάθος.
Thank you, coach. So this concludes the post-game press conference. Thank you very much for watching.